The Pocahontas County Commissioners cleared away one of the last hurdles to the construction of high-speed internet service to a large area of the county. The project, known as the ARC Broadband Project, came about when the County Broadband Council applied for and received $2.5 million in 2021 from the Appalachian Regional Commission's Power Grant. The project was later supplemented by an additional $1 million from internet service provider CityNet. When completed, it will provide broadband service east out of Marlinton along Route 39, turn north on Route 92 to Dunmore, and back south on Route 28. The start of construction of the project has been delayed because of governmental regulations such as permits and studies. Its current timeline projects completion by July of 2024. The current delay, which has stalled the project for months, has been waiting for approval of agreements with Mon Power, or First Energy, and Frontier Communications to attach fiber lines to their existing utility poles. Lawyers for Mon Power and for the county finally worked out an agreement, and the commissioners approved that agreement at their May 16th meeting. Although they still need to reach a similar agreement with Frontier, the Broadband Council is hopeful that the same agreement terms will be acceptable to Frontier. The agreement with Mon Power, however, will cover the majority of the poles needed to be used in this project. Also at their May 16th meeting, the commissioners agreed to switch the county government's telephone service from Frontier conventional landline service to STI Connect Voice over Internet Protocol, or VOIP, telephone service. By doing this, the county will save almost $450 per month on their telephone bill. They also agreed to allow County Emergency Management to sponsor a new Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, C-E-R-T, which was formerly known as Community Watch. CERT is part of a nationally accredited volunteer program in which local volunteers will receive training to serve in a backup role to county first responders. They will assist law enforcement and fire department personnel by providing manpower in situations like traffic control and search and rescue. At Commissioner John Rubinsky's request, they approved several changes of employment for the Pocahontas County EMS Ambulance Service. Keith Bomer from being a full-time driver to being a part-time driver, and Sheila Varner from being a part-time EMT/driver to being full-time. The commissioners also approved hiring Holly Arbogast as a part-time EMT driver. Rubinsky said they now have 8 employees of the ambulance service, of which 6 are part-time and 2 are full-time employees. The commissioners approved an agreement between Records Management and the Preservation Board and approved the 2023 proposal by the WVCORP regarding providing workmen's compensation coverage for the county. Because of a change in the scope of the advertised position, the commissioners did not open or make a selection of the bid proposals received for site clearing for the new 911 center behind PMH. They will re-advertise for that job with a new description of the work required. They also took no action on the hay removal lease at the East Fork Industrial Park, wanting more time to consider that. The commissioners went into an executive or closed session to discuss a budget revision for the 911 center, since it also involves some personnel issues. Upon returning to open session, they announced they will put any decision on this off to a future meeting to get more accurate financial information for the revision. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.